Tug of War Stories is the new book from Peter McCullen. Families are often torn apart by conflict when a loved one passes away. Harrington's Tug of War Stories offers some valuable insight on how to resolve these very emotional issues without tearing the family apart. For more information, go to inheritancetugofwar.com.
Are you missing out on a job offer that could be yours for the taking? Welcome to the Peter McClellan Show. This is your host, Peter McClellan. Thanks for listening. I always want to say thank you. I appreciate when people stop me and say, hey, I heard your show the other day. Great. Appreciate that a lot. Well, today we're talking about something that is absolutely near and dear and vital for many people who have been in this job search. You know, the numbers tell us that there's 9% unemployment, and yet that's the official quote, but then the real quote, I think, is somewhere up around 15% or so. But to talk about this today, we're gonna be speaking with Peter Lavelle, and his company is called Res Builder. Peter, first of all, welcome to the Peter McClellan Show.
Well, I thank you, Peter, for having me on. This is a great opportunity to help people and get the word out about the importance of something that seems so simple, and that's your basic resume.
Well, what has happened? I mean, pardon me. What's happened with resumes? It's very different. The landscape from what it was 10 or 15 years ago. Today, I would think with electronic, you know, media, so many emails, people could afford to send out tens of thousands of resumes if they wanted to, and it wouldn't cost them a dime. Whereas before, you had to pay postage and get it, you know.
Or do a lot of footwork, walking from place to place and applying and
door to door.
Nowadays, if you walk into a company and want to apply, they look at you like you're some kind of a freak because we just don't do that anymore. Everything is online, everything's electronic, and there's a lot of marketing involved to getting a job, and people don't really understand that, especially if they've been in a position for a while and with the same company. Mm. They're done their day-to-day routine. They're not used to the idea that, you know, we're all sales people now.
Right.
We have to sell ourselves, and that could happen any day, the way how volatile the job market is and how fragile these companies are. They're strong one day, and they're laying off the next. I've heard of people who've accepted these great offers and go ahead and even move from one city to the next, and within 4 months, they're like, well, you know, things aren't quite working out the way we thought it would. We got to let you go.
Ah, so maybe the thing is, you want to get your resume really fine tuned, but then keep it tuned.
Exactly.
Right?
It's the arrow. It should be the sharpest arrow in your quiver. Mm. And I have to liken that to sort of a weapon, because we are all in competition. We're almost, in a gentle way, we're at war with each other to get that job, but there's fewer and fewer of them. And who wants to go hungry?
Yeah. Or, you know, the stats that were out for the month of April, I forget who it was, 250,000 jobs created, 60,000 of them were McDonald's. You could find a job at McDonald's possibly, but is that really going to support you or your family? I don't think so.
No, and good luck getting it, because the reality is they're looking for a certain demographic at McDonald's, just like they're looking for a certain demographic in retail.
What's the demographic for McDonald's?
I'm speaking unofficially, of course, but
okay. You
know, they're looking for young people.
Oh, kids.
If
yeah.
you're going to get a job at a McDonald's, they want somebody who can move quickly. Typically.
I've seen some older people, some gray hair there.
I don't want to speak inaccurately, because they do hire. McDonald's does hire a broad range of people to do the job, but there's a reason for that. Typically, though, if you're looking to feed your family, if you're looking to advance your career, an entry-level job, be it McDonald's or Target or wherever, isn't what you're going to be looking for. And the people that are interviewing realize that. So they're not going to look for people who are overqualified, because you're going to want to leave anyways as soon as something better comes along.
They know that. Yeah,
they do.
They do. So, but that is the nature of the job market. I mean, whether it's 9% unemployment or 15%, whatever the official real number is, let's put it this way, translation, there's a ton of competition today, is there not?
Absolutely, absolutely. A few years ago, even, I was considering some part-time work, and I applied at a Costco. And I put together a resume for myself. Now, this is what I do, and I can do this. I put together a good resume for myself. But when I actually got the interview, which I expected I'd get, I aced it. I answered all their questions, but I still didn't get offered a job. Mm-hmm. And I think I know why.
And that was?
I'm old.
Oh,
in their eyes.
Okay. Oh, you're not a teen. or a you know, young 20-year-old.
Correct.
Or
they
even
looked
a, even,
at me and my they looked at me and my experience and thought, well, as soon as something better comes along, he's going to leave.
He'll be gone.
Right.
Well, you can't blame people for that. I mean, right? I mean, that's
I don't.
Yeah, that's
don't.
That's part of what, you know, is a concern to all employers. You want to get people that are going to be there for as long as they can be. I mean,
correct.
Nothing's forever, but still, you don't correct. Want someone who's gone in a few months.
Mm-hmm. And I've heard of blatant age discrimination at some of our larger corporations that want to market to the younger generation anyway. So, you know, like it or not, it's out there.
Well, the other thing with older people is if there are benefits such as health insurance, I can tell you it's a lot more expensive the older we are. So you can't blame the employers for wanting to at least be attracted to younger people. So, so tell me what the issue of keywords now, I mean, almost like when you're Googling, you know, there's these keywords that come up when you're doing the search engine. People have to become aware of that. And this is something that you, as part of what you help people with, is it not?
Absolutely, Peter. Keywords, well, consider your resume as sort of an online resource. I mean, the web is a public online resource. It's a massive database with pictures and videos. Your resume, when you submit it online through any one of a number of these services like Taleo, maybe you've seen that online when you're applying and it says done by Taleo, and you're inputting all your information, well, that database can be shared by several large companies. So your resume sits in the company of hundreds, if not thousands, of other resumes. So when an HR person goes in to find the ideal candidate, they're going to put in keywords for that position. And then a certain amount of resumes are going to pop up. And if your resume doesn't have those keywords, well, guess what?
Could you give us an example of what would be a keyword for someone looking for that job that they want to have in their resume?
Productivity, retention, customer service, those kind of keywords.
Okay.
These are general, but I do work specifically. I'll research an industry. I'll research the job description and help infuse some of the more important keywords. And that helps people. I've gotten people where, you know, one of my friends had he wanted to be a bodyguard in security. He was in law enforcement. He was retired from that. And he wanted to go into personal security. And he said he was sending his resume out all over town and not getting any responses. And then he came to me and he says, what can I do? So I said, well, let me put it together for you. I didn't know a whole lot about law enforcement at the time, but I did some research on his behalf, put together a resume for him. I used my marketing gifts and skill for spinning. And
say spitting or spinning?
Spinning, yeah. Spinning,
okay.
You know, putting him in the best possible light.
Light, yeah.
Exactly.
Okay, got it.
So I spun his resume, so to speak. And he told me, man, I got calls. As soon as I sent it, I got calls. I got a job offer, and I started working even before the HR department could interview me. So he was on the job getting paid, and then they called him in and said, you know, we do have to do this interview. It's part of our official process, so we need to do that. So they did some sort of interview, but he had the job already.
Wow.
Yeah.
All of that because of the right words.
Correct.
They found him. Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. That's a whole different paradigm shift. I mean, you would think, you know, coming at it from a person who's unemployed, you're out looking for a job, looking for a position at a company, trying to find a company. Other way around. In a sense, the companies are saying, we know what we want, we're going to go out and look for it, and we'll find it.
Exactly. You have to be found. You can target your company if you want. You can know all you want about this company.
So what do you use for bodyguard? Bone crusher? body slam?
Killer. No. Shoot. This guy, he just, you know, security, awareness, situational awareness was one of the key terms that helped him out. Weapons, I listed a few different weapons, protection, surveillance.
Inflicts pain.
Lots of pain, without incurring liability, that kind of thing.
All right, I'll kick your teeth then. Anyway, but depending on the position, obviously those wouldn't be the words that someone's looking for that's looking for a graphic design position or just throwing things out. But you seem to then tune into what they're trying to do so that people that are interested in their line of work are going to be seeing them. It really matters that much.
The evidence would seem to speak for itself. Oh, definitely. I mean, don't take my word for it. If you go out and Google resume help or resume hints, you're going to find keywords all over the place. Advice telling you to find or to incorporate the right kind of keywords into your resume. That's very important. Mm. And you can do that. And your resume may get noticed. But here's where I come in again, is that if it's boring, if it's just a rehash of your job duties and doesn't really reflect accomplishments in an interesting way, your resume still could very well get passed over to a resume that's more interesting.
Isn't there a fine line, maybe a balancing act, between spinning so you get the person in the best possible light and then maybe to the point where you're starting to fabricate or maybe overstate? Is that there must be some balancing act there, I would think.
Oh, absolutely. And I won't lie for somebody on a resume. I won't lie. I won't fudge figures. I won't do any of that.
Good.
Because it will come back to haunt you. Now, a resume, is it a legal document? No. Is it something that could come back to hurt you? Yes. I mean, you do have to translate or transfer a lot of that information over to an official job application. Now, that is a legal document. So if you're claiming you know you've got a degree in this area or you've been to this school or you did such and such, once it's on that application and they do check, and a lot of employment places do check,
it's grounds for dismissal, I would think.
You will get dismissed. I've got a couple interesting stories of people who lied on their resume and it came back to haunt them later. About 10 years ago, there was a gentleman, George O'Leary. He was selected to be the head coach.
You don't have to use his name.
That's okay, because it's public information.
Oh, all right, because it's Peter Lavelle. Don't Mr. Leary, don't whatever his name was.
No.
Don't sue the Peter McClellan Show or Salem Communications. It's Peter Lavelle, Res Builder.
This was actually in the news, so it's public.
Oh, all right,
it's
all
public,
right, okay.
Domain. George O'Leary was selected.
You know what,
the head coach at Notre Dame.
This is a great story, and we're not going to do it justice because we see on the wall there. There's the clock is ticking down for the first segment. We're bumping up against the break, but. I'd be remiss, Peter, if I didn't give you an opportunity for our listeners to share how they can get a hold of you.
That would be resbuilder.com, and it's spelled a unique way. It's rez-builder, BUILDER.com.
And it's one of those level dashes, not a angled.
It is a hyphen dash,
okay.
Yes, definitely. Not an underscore.
All right, good. All right, well, when we come back, we'll continue our conversation with Peter Lavelle of Res Builder. It's important stuff. It's no joke. If you're unemployed and you've been unemployed for some time, it's very serious. Food prices, gas prices, it's all working against us. So we have to get that job and move on. Up next, you know who it is? It's Angus. Stay tuned.
Shut it!
Peter at business1570.com.
And
it's time for another nagging Scottish moment. Take it away, Peter, you nag. Hey, thanks, laddie. Here's a nagging moment for you. Keywords are important. You know, today we're focused on something that might benefit millions of people who are unemployed, getting a resume that gets noticed, that ultimately increases your odds of getting a job that you want. Now, Peter, what's the big deal about keywords? After all, isn't it the main thing about a resume to just be honest and candid? Well, I'm not in the job market, and I haven't done a resume in years, so I wouldn't really be the guy to ask. But from what Peter Lavelle of ResBuilder is saying, yeah, there's a lot more to it, Angus. And of course, you need to be honest, but there needs to be an artful way of putting you in the best light that isn't lying, but isn't overstating your skills or your experience either. Well, I think it's best to simply personalize your letter to the HR person and mail it out regular mail. I bet with the quantity of electronic emails that people are sending out today, a regular snail mail letter may not even get opened, Angus. Probably gets thrown right into the trash without ever being looked at. Peter, that's cold. People need jobs. What kind of person would just throw a resume in the trash and not even read it? Aren't you making a bit of an assumption here? Well, I'll tell you what kind of person would be inclined to put a resume in the trash. An overwhelmed HR person who doesn't have the next 6 months to casually read every bit of correspondence that comes in, especially in this environment with so many unemployed people. Employers have to skim off what appears to be some of the better candidates in pretty quick order. I still think it's rude to not even make a bloke or a lassie the slightest bit of consideration and not even read their letter or their resume. It's not fair. Angus, would you think it rude if you were paying that HR person who had a boatload of other things to do and were buried in resumes? Do you want to pay them just to read emails all day? Because that's what they'd be doing with the plethora of resumes that are out there. People are having trouble finding work, and so job postings get hammered with thousands of resumes. Well, I'd like to read them all, but I wouldn't want to pay for the person to read them. I'll be honest, I'm Scottish. I'm not going to pay someone to sit around and read all day. Oh, so you'd expect some employer to do that, but you wouldn't want to pay for it. Isn't that a little bit hypocritical? Peter, I'm Scottish. I'm cheap. You know that. Get off my case, would you? All right. You're honest. You're at least honest. So, well, Peter, how does this thing about keywords relate back to your business of investing in financial planning? Well, Angus, I'll tell you. One of the keywords that's being bantered about quite a bit right now, it's actually an acronym, GDP, which stands for Gross Domestic Product. I know what it means, but what's the definition of it? Well, suppose, I'd say it's this, a measurement of a country's economic growth and standard of living. Unfortunately, with all the government spending, it measures neither. Oh, it sounds like you're about to bash the government again, Peter. No, not really. I just think GDP is getting a lot of spin, if you would, too much spin. Even though I don't believe it gives us a meaningful measurement of our country's growth and standard of living. It's once again beginning to decline, and the cheerleading economists are telling us, oh, it should pick up in the third and the fourth quarter. Well, what are they basing that on, Peter? Well, you know, Angus, I think it's a variety of things, but one of those things, perhaps, is corporate profits. Profits are up for many companies, but their increased revenue has a lot to do with effective cost-cutting measures, not necessarily real growth, though there is genuine growth in some companies. Of course there is. So, Peter, where are you going with this? Well, just as it's good and appropriate to put your best foot forward when you're sending out a resume, I want our government to just stop. No más, as they say in Spanish, means no more. No more spending money we don't have, telling us that we are actually having growth. No more putting us into further and further into debt with each passing day. It's going to make life harder and harder for us and for the next generation. No more saying to our natural resources, we're going to keep them off. We're not going to use those. We're not going to depend on those. We're going to depend on the Middle East. No more printing money that's driving the market up artificially. If you're concerned about the spin of these keywords, if something just doesn't feel right in your gut, well, you're not alone. And if you're worried about what the impact on your investments might be, when the charades stops or the music stops and the you're sort of playing what's that game with the chairs anyway, musical chairs, you might have a good sense of that. I look at it this way. Defense is what's required. We need to make sure we have a strategy in place that when the markets get crazy again, when massive declines come our way, and I can't tell you when they're coming, but they're coming. You want to plant a strategy in place to deal with that. Call me at 952-882-0400. That's 952-882-0400. And we'll talk about defense. We'll talk about a strategy that aims to get you off the Titanic once it's hit the iceberg rather than going down with the ship. No point in going down with the ship. So once again, the number is 952-882-0400. And give me a call, and well, as we do here at the 401k Latte Company, invest in a conversation. Now, when we come back after the news, you want to stick around. Anybody you know that's looking for work, including you, have them tune in because we're talking with Peter Lavelle. He's going to help them get a job. Stay tuned. Welcome back to the Peter McClellan Show, and if you're just joining us, this is an incredibly hot topic. Let's face it, the unemployment picture, or the employment picture, however you want to call it, it's a big, big deal for a lot of people. and we need help. The reality is the world has changed. You don't go door to door anymore. You don't lick a stamp and send a resume off and hope someone's going to call you. That's not going to happen. And so we're joined once again with Peter Lavelle of Res Builder. And Peter, before the break, you were going to share some stories and how there's this delicate balance between putting your best foot forward, giving it an appropriate positive spin that's good and honest, but yet is good and right. But you don't want to cross the line and lie either, right? So
you
have some stories of that coming back to bite some people.
Oh yeah, sure. I'll be happy to share that. But I just wanted to emphasize that, yeah, indeed, you know, with this ultra superheated competition, people are tempted to fabricate things just to get that interview because they're so sure that once they get the job, they'll know they can do it. But that isn't always the case. People who've gotten found out for lying in the past, I want to go back. It's about 10 years ago, but a gentleman named George O'Leary that I touched on, he was named to be the head coach for Notre Dame. He got the job, and it was quickly discovered that he kind of padded his whole career with lies. He lasted a whole 5 days with Notre Dame, not five games, not five seasons, but 5 days, and then he got dumped. But he told some stories. He claimed to have a master's degree in education from NYU, Stony Brook University, when no such school existed. He also claimed to have played college football, which would seem relevant, for 3 years and earning letters each year that he did so. But when they checked, showed that none of that was true. In fact, he had never played a game.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. There are other people, of course, but let me just zoom ahead to our own president, President Obama. On some of his background, he had claimed to be the editor of the Harvard Law Review when, in fact, he never published a single article.
Really?
Yeah. Now, this stuff's on the Internet, so I'm not making it up, so I don't want to get anybody in trouble.
No, but everything on the Internet, obviously, there's, you know,
right.
There's pills that make you lose 20 pounds and overnight, and there's, you know.
Correct. I don't mean to disparage the Internet, but it was a news source.
A news source. Okay.
Yes,
all right.
Definitely.
Well, I can't say that. I just think the man's in over his head. I'm sure he's a very nice guy.
Definitely.
But he's definitely not someone who is business minded, and we need leadership right now that is extremely pro business because business is hurting in a huge way.
Oh, it is. It is. It's unfortunate because we have so much talent in this country.
We do.
And a lot of you out there have got this talent. And it's sort of my mission to help promote that talent, help bring that out in the best possible light. And
I'd say there's no sort of about it. It's exactly what you're doing, isn't it?
Yes. Oh, yeah. I have several
absolutely
success stories.
Tell us a success story. We understand that the president fabricated some things. All right, but you didn't help him get elected. Now, are you going to help the next president get elected with honesty and
you know,
good spin?
If he or she would come to me, I'd be happy to.
Okay.
To all right. Stump for them. All that. A person came to me about a couple months ago, all fired up about this job position that he had found. He said, that's a job for me. I know I can do it. I want you to do my resume. I'm not kidding. Don't even talk about discounts or anything. I'll pay you. I want you to do this for me. So I'm like, well, okay. It doesn't get much easier than that.
No, that's great.
But then a few days go by, pretty soon a week's gone by and I hadn't heard back from him. And I'm like, I email him, Jerry, are you going to send me your resume? I don't know. He's hemming and hawing now because he thought about himself and he thought, I'm not that good. Cause a lot of people do lack that confidence. And let me step back here a second. Give you a quote from an old poem. I'm paraphrasing it. Oh, would some power the gift give us to see ourselves as others see us? It would from many a blunder free us. That's the problem, is we don't see ourselves the way others see us. I look across the table and I see you as a tremendously successful businessman, but you might get up every day and go, man, how am I going to make it today? I don't know what the next quarter is going to bring, you know, and all that. But
my success is predicated on Angus. Peter, I'm glad you brought me back in. What he just read was Robert Burns, Scotsman. He'd say it this way. Oh, would some power the gift give us to see ourselves as others see us? It would from many a blunder free us.
That's awesome.
That's the way it's supposed to be read, laddie.
I feel like I'm hearing it for the first time.
It's a well-known fact.
back to my friend Jerry.
Yes, go ahead.
So I pushed him a little bit, and he says, "Oh," and I'm like, "What is it going to hurt you to get it done? At least you've got it for the next time." So he gave me the go ahead, sent me his resume. I knew we were kind of late in the game, so I did it for him very quickly, and he went ahead and got it back. He's like, "Wow, really? This is me?" I'm like, "From what you told me, it is. Yeah." Everything, you know, I did some research into what his profession was and infused a little things and built them up. He sent it in late, and it turns out that, well, the job had gone to somebody else. But the person looked at his resume and said, "This is just too good to pass up." They called him and said, "You know, we're looking to expand our business. Given your experience, we want you to be the guy to lead our business expansion."
Wow.
So name your price, kid, and build a job description for yourself.
And he was ready to flush the idea of even looking anymore.
What was
missing? He didn't have confidence or what?
I think that was it. I think that was just the confidence thing. And, he's been in the same position for years. And kind of, everybody gets stuck in a rut.
Yeah.
And I think that's what he thought he was in, a rut. And now he's seeing himself in his true light. That he has marketable talent, that he doesn't have to stay, he doesn't have to take it anymore, at the place he's at. So he's poised to increase his life in a quantum fashion. I mean, from a regular job to something that where he's just the head of growth and he can do it.
Wow, that to me says. I mean, it's a reminder that we all have unique ability. We all do. Everybody's got something. Now, does everybody uncover it, discover it, and hone it, and really make it work for them? Mm-hmm. Most of us don't, unfortunately. But there's a guy there that had, whether it was his experience, whether it was his knowledge, whether it was his raw talent, whatever it might be, mm-hmm. people looked at that properly done and said, "Holy smokes, we can't let this go by."
Exactly.
How cool is that? Wow.
I know, and that's why I really love doing what I do. Because when someone comes back to me and says, "I got the job," I'm like, "Wow, this is cool. I'm going to put you on my website, but I'm also feeling really good about what I did.
Oh,
I didn't
absolutely.
Just take your money and give you a few pieces of paper and an e-file back. I actually helped you." And that's really what it's all about. And I think that's why we're all here. We're all here to help each other. I mean, everybody needs somebody.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. We all need counsel. You know, I mean, and in the multitude of it, there's wisdom, and you need wisdom. That's the hard part, I think, when people are looking at their own unique ability is we tend, I think, to discount our uniqueness. If I say to you, "Peter, there's something you do really well with this." Mm-hmm. Sure. And why is that? Because it's something that's second nature to you. If that's your unique ability, you think, well, it is no big deal to you, but it could be an enormous deal to other people.
Again, back to the poem. And if you want to have Angus repeat it, that's fine. But
see that,
really
Peter? Wait a minute, Peter. Yeah. I was invited back on. I'm not going to miss an opportunity. Here we go, lad. From Robbie Burns. "Oh, would some power the gift give us to see ourselves as others see us. It would from many a blunder free us." Aye, there's the pipes. We're back in bonnie Scotland. All right, Angus, get out of here. No need to get testy, Peter. All right. Peter Lavelle.
All right.
The point here is not about Scottishness or bagpipes. It's about, many a blunder it would free us from if we would only tap into that and see ourselves as other people would and be confident. And confidence comes from seeing the truth. Truth sets us free. It's a good thing.
Mm-hmm. And I think, again, this is why marketing firms exist in the first place, because they'll take your product and see it in its best possible light, and they will put the best possible spin on it if they're a good firm.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. I have a pretty extensive marketing background. I've done a lot of other different things. I've spent time overseas in Iraq. I had a military career on the side, so to speak, as a member of the Air National Guard. And I've known a lot of people. I've touched a lot of careers, and I have got a lot of experience. So I've helped, of course, I've helped marketing people. I've helped law enforcement. I helped a meteorologist, and he got a job. And these are it's not just the fact that I'm spinning and writing and creating things where things don't exist. But I'm going to go in there. I'm going to research your career and really make it us both know what we're talking about when
we
send
your resume. What are they looking for when they look for meteorologists? Because so often they get it wrong. I mean, they tell us we expect the light dusting tomorrow. We get 6 or 7 inches, or we expect big storm coming. Nothing. You know, I mean, what?
Exactly.
What are they looking for? Accuracy or just the whole personality, charisma? What are they after when they're looking for us?
It's a combination of things. It's experience. And if you've been in a market where, you know, you've got a wide variance of climate, such as we do here, this is a really key market, the Twin Cities, because of the extremes that we go to for our weather. But experience is the key. Really.
Yeah, wouldn't it be boring in Arizona? It's going to be hot today.
I would, yeah, you
hot
would
tomorrow,
think,
hot the think, next day.
You know, but if you can predict and lock down those dust devils when and where, then yeah, maybe you're doing something good.
Dust devils. Anyway, so tell me, how does the process start, Peter? Someone out there saying, you know, I probably should be paying attention to this thing with keywords, mm-hmm. and actually having companies seek after me. What a novel idea. How do they start to work with you? Do they call you? Do they just send you an email? How does it work?
Please check me out on the web at resbuilder.com, rez-builder, builder.com. And I can spill out the whole process for you. It starts with you contacting me. I'm not going to find you. Again, just like the HR person is not going to find your plain old resume, I'm not going to go out and find you. You come to me, please, and I'm here to help you. My evaluations are free and honest. If you've got a good resume already, I won't try to milk your money out of you. I got enough work. I don't need to do that. Mm. But the process, once I see your resume and you decide you want to go ahead and use me, I'm going to spend about an hour or more on the phone with you learning about you, about your jobs, about your career. And then I will fashion a stellar resume for you. We'll have another opportunity to go over it and refine it and make sure it is what you want and it sings your song in the best possible key. Okay. Once you have control of that document, you can alter it. You can remove some of the superfluous information if you need to, or you can suit it to fit ongoing postings as you try to advance yourself in your career. And then at some point, maybe you want to come back to me. You've had a new position or two, and we can refine it down the line.
Mm, I love this because I think this is exactly the kind of help that most of us need. Most of us can't see ourselves as accurately as other people can.
Well, right. I mean, consider, you know, we've all have our 401ks, and we're all have quasi-memberships as a stockholder or shareholder in some company. And occasionally we get a prospectus in the mail that has a nice, warm, fuzzy, cheerful, and optimistic outlook for this company's future. And then at the bottom you'll see the CEO signature. Well, do you really think he wrote that?
No.
No, somebody does that for him. But he's successful for a lot of reasons because he's surrounded himself with people and experts that help him do what he does best. And that's what I'm doing. I'm trying to help you be the best you can be. And there's no shame in hiring a professional. There's no stigma. When that resume goes out, it's yours.
Yeah. Well, how could, think about this, but dawning on me is how cool is it to not only find a job, mm-hmm. but to find one that taps your unique ability. And when you're using that, I really believe work almost becomes like play if it's what you're really, really good at.
Exactly.
It's a great thing. So, once again, Peter, your website is rezbuilder.com, rez-builder.com, right?
Exactly.
All right.
rez-builder.com.
We're bumping up against the clock. And I want to throw a little plug in here because he's talking about helping people. If you are laid off, changing jobs in the market to go someplace else, there is that 401k Peter just mentioned. Mm-hmm. And I don't often do this in the midst of the show, but 401k money, you know, are you concerned about it? It is your retirement money. The market is up over 100% from where it was 2 years ago. And it might be a good thing to consider some defense. Just a thought. Give me a call at 952-882-0400, Peter McClellan at the 401k Latte Company, and talk about what you might do, some guidance on that 401k. So we're going to come back and continue our conversation with Peter Lavelle, getting you that great job. Stay tuned.
Peter at business1570.com.
Welcome back to the Peter McClellan Show. And if you are just joining us, you're late. This is a great show. Anyone that you know that is seeking a job, and let's face it, that covers a lot of us because every one of us knows somebody who needs a job. It may be you. Well, Peter Lavelle does a phenomenal job of helping you get your resume put into the best light so it is found rather than you for, you know, finding a job, they find you. And I think this is powerful. So Peter, you mentioned at the break, not only will you be glad to help somebody get that resume polished and get it in the best possible light where it's being found on the internet, you're also going to do something financially for them. What's that?
Hey, you know, for putting up with me for the last hour, I want to offer anyone who hears me today, and you can tell a friend and they can tell a friend, I don't care who or how, but if they mention that they heard about my service through the Peter McClellan Show, I want to offer a 20% discount.
Nice. Yeah. Nice. That's great.
Yeah, no, it's I like I said, I want to help any way I can. Consider it my 2 cents worth in the effort to fight the war on poverty. But hey, I don't want to have just people that are limited to an unemployment status. This is for anyone who, if you're sitting in a good position and you want to change careers, I can help you do that. If you're sitting in a good spot, you're feeling secure, but you want to move on or you want to move up, but you don't know if you're ready, I want to help you as well.
Nice. That covers a lot of people too. Because the one thing I've heard too is with the job market tightening as it is, there's a lot of people in pressure cookers that have been doing the jobs of two or three people. And they say that those are the folks who are going to be departing as soon as they find something better. So you may be one of them, and Peter could help you do that. Get this experience and the productivity that you've had an opportunity to grow in, putting a positive spin on it. Why not, right?
Well, exactly. I'm working with a gal right now who's in that very position where she's overworked and underappreciated. And I was in speaking to her, I'm like, man, you really, really have a great understanding of your career and what it is you need to do to advance yourself. Of course, your resume stinks, but I'm going to help you. Once we put this together for you, you should have no problem getting a job. She's in the fashion industry, and that's a pretty cutthroat.
Oh yeah,
industry.
Yeah,
but this gal, I swear, is not going to have any issues getting something once we put together her resume for her.
Great, I love to hear that confidence. That's good. Yeah. And anyone looking for to get that resume going, Peter, how do they get a hold of you? Once again, your contact information.
Simple: www.resbuilder.com. That's rez-builder builder.com.
Well, there you have it, Peter Lavelle. It's been great having you today on the Peter McClellan Show.
Thanks for having me, Peter. I really appreciate it.
I love that first name. Anyway, so we are we're full of it today. We have a seminar coming up next week, Wednesday, May 25th, 11:30 at the 401K Latte Company in Lakeville. You guessed it, Jeff Hyback. If you listened to this show more than once or twice, you probably heard his name. He's the active manager with a little bit of an edge, but he calls a spade a spade. He sees what's going on in the economy. He's not afraid to talk about the truth about what goes on and how it affects your portfolio, your retirement. The next massive decline, you know, when's it coming? I can't tell you that, nor can Jeff. But it's good to understand some of the influences, what's really going on. Why is gasoline going up as it has? Why is the market going up as it has? Really key questions, because if you haven't noticed, is the economy firing on all cylinders? I don't think so. So the point is, Jeff's going to cover a number of these issues, but more importantly, talk about active money management. The next time the waters do get very, very turbulent, and they will, do you really want to go down with the ship? I don't think you do. Give us a call at the 401k Latte Company at 952-882-0400 and RSVP to come and attend that session. 952-882-0400. What do you say, Angus? Peter, I'd say thank God.
The sunshine, so glad came out.
You've been listening to the Peter McClellan Show. Peter McClellan, CHFC, is the president of the 401k Latte Company. To reach Peter, call 952-882-0400 or on the web at 401klatte.com. This program is sponsored by the 401k Latte Company. Securities and investment advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management Incorporated, member FINRA SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. For more information, go to www.401klatte.com or call 952-882-0400.